This is Susie Hayden. I am not going to, unless we have background noise from the, we've got Denise and Lynette both driving, but I'm not going to mute the call because I think that what we're going to be talking about today on the All-Star Global Team Wednesday morning call is our foundational principles, and we've got that in play. We've asked everybody, Eric and I and Christy have asked everybody to bring up on your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you got, up on the allstarglobalteam.com about us and about the foundational principles. Christy brought this to us. It really does bring something that Eric and I have lived by this the entire time we've ever been in the business, but putting it down and where the team actually lives this way. But we want to make this where new people understand what our team is all about, how we conduct ourselves as a team. And so Christy put it all down in really great form and words. But we want everybody to have the opportunity of this recording and be routed here when they first join the team, or even if you're bringing people to meet the team. So we've had some other people join us. Eric, you can probably tell me who they are as we go. But I'm going to bring you up, Eric. And is Christy going to be speaking as well this morning, Eric? Is she there? I know she's there.
Yeah, Susie, I honestly think it's only correct to have Christy really talk about this today, because this is something that she's worked on with all of us, and she's worked in an environment more than we have in a corporate environment, and understanding why foundation principles and how we stay focused and working together as a team and respecting each other and staying focused as a team and not getting ourselves sidetracked and things. It's so important. Susan, have been talking about this for the last 6 months, and it's just really becoming more apparent that we have to stay focused as a team because I've said this before, just one element of this whole thing with the foundation principles is that we have a great company that produces incredible products, but there's many ways of marketing these products, and we can't afford to get off the track, off the trail that we're on, because if we get off track and defocus and bring that into the team, it defocuses the whole team, the whole environment of what we're trying to do. So anyways, enough of that. So I think you two working together would be best.
Obviously that's why I mentioned Christy, because she has worked in that environment, and maybe others have involved in a corporate setting or a unit or a club or something that it's kind of like that. It's what you do, and you do set the environment when you have a calm. And Eric, you really years ago you put in everything you ever do is we work together for a common goal. And when I saw what Christy was putting down on paper, what we were doing, it was obvious we've lived this. However, we haven't put it on paper, and our team, as I said, has been living it. We're just solidifying. Many months ago, several months ago, I made a statement: we're drawing a line in the sand. We're doing this because we want to be so focused with the Sizzle Live program, with the way the team moves as a group, what we want to accomplish, and that's what this is about. So I want to I definitely think Christy, that's exactly my thought, is Christy, I want Christy to come up. Christy, Eric, did you want to say something before I bring her up?
Yeah, what I wanted to share was, I think that our principles have always been the same. It's just common things that we just do. We've been doing for years. Here's the challenge we run into. With social media, there's so much easier access to information outside groups, other outside groups and things like that, that it's really important to get it down on paper to really show a new prospect or a current partner exactly what our focus is. I mean, Sizzle Live is a word, a way of marketing, but there are different teams doing different things, and we can't afford to get off the track of what our team is doing and how we're doing it. And so that's the key, that putting this down on paper is really important at this time in the game because of how our society communicates and how people see and view things today more so than ever before, because it's so readily available out there that it's sometimes it's really hard, and we can get distracted very easily, So, but anyways, go ahead, Susan. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, Christy, are you with me this morning? You got up early.
Yeah,
or you guys are out there on the West Coast. Very good. Had your coffee, your fire and iced tea, whatever it is, you're ready, right?
Well, I have my fire and iced tea, and I'm working on it. So,
all right.
Most of you know I'm not a morning person, but, you know, I think we all have areas that we're weak in, and we need to work on them if we want to improve and move forward and just get out of our comfort zone. So this isn't my comfort zone, really, talking.
Me either.
Talking on the phone like this is not really my comfort zone. I prefer one-on-ones or, you know, small groups. But I've actually always tried to push myself. And years ago, this is getting a little bit off of track, but not really. Years ago, you know, I mean, I've always been a shy person, but I've come out of that shell by working at it, going and taking like public speaking courses and then practicing going out and just making conversation with people. Finding different ways, making a game to get out there and get better and better at it. And we just need to do that in our business all the time, and we need to analyze ourselves as we're going through the process. It's a step-by-step process. And a good mentor of mine has always told me it's baby steps. So starting with baby steps and looking at how the team interacts and people in general, I realized that it would be important, even if we all do these things day in and day out, you know, the foundation principles, I think we still need to look back at them in detail. And maybe some of us on the phone haven't actually even gone and looked at them in detail. We might have just looked at them quickly, but I can assure you that when I put this information down on paper, I thought, I'm an analytical person, and every word on this piece of paper when I wrote it had a meaning, and many times multiple meanings. So you can sit and look at this stuff and think about it in a lot of different ways and hopefully get something from it as an individual as well as a team. So, Susie, I'm not sure how you want to go forward. You just want to read off the information and discuss
it? Yeah, doesn't matter to me, read the paragraph and then you discuss why you put it the way you did?
Yeah, we could do it that way, and then maybe you can interject as we go.
Yeah, because I've looked at it, of course, several times, and I like when you just said right then that we can read it and we see things in it that we've been doing. You can relate to it, but as you go back and read it the second, third, and fourth time, it expanded in my mind, okay? And so there was one or two parts that I resonated with big time because I live my life that way. That's what I meant by with Eric. We've lived it. But anyway, I'm going to start. If you're there, you can follow along. By understanding and supporting these principles and philosophical guidelines, everyone can respond in unison to similar circumstances. That got me. In other words, they act as a unit, all working in the same direction toward the same goal while treating people with respect and dignity. And that's the very first paragraph, but it sets the tone for everything after that, Christy. And so you want to discuss that and throw out what you were putting in there. And then even as a group, we're probably all thinking certain things. But go ahead.
Well, to simplify it, if we all understand these principles and we all interact based on these principles as much as possible, then we're all on the same page and we're more powerful as a team as well as an individual. And I think we all want to have respect and dignity in our lives. We all want to be respected and we all want to feel that dignity, but we also want to respect other people. No one likes to see another person in a situation where you're feeling sorry for them, that maybe that person's losing their their respect or dignity, because probably we've all been in a situation in a workplace where maybe there was a boss that really didn't use discretion when they were talking, you know, with an employee that maybe needed some help or guidance. They probably could have pulled them aside and talked to them separately. There are times when we need to talk together as a group, a team, or, in that case, you know, a group of employees, and learn from it. But there's other times when we need to, help each other individually, because it allows us to have that moment to listen and take it in and then discuss it and respond accordingly, you know, and improve ourselves. So dignity and respect, I think I'm proud to be a part of anything that's dignified and respectful. And I want to share it with people. And so when you're sharing your business or your friends in the team, you know, with other people that you're just introducing to this, you can be proud to do that when they come and look at the foundation principles and understand that, wow, this group, this is not necessarily the norm. It may be the norm, but they took the time to put this information on paper, and I know who they are, and I know what I can expect to be dealing with day in and day out if I go into this business.
You know, when I was reading that and listening to you, for that, just in that paragraph, in the world of networking, the first thing that we have to do is we're mentors. Maureen taught us that. Well, I've known it for years. You mentor people. You are mentored. You're willing to learn. We've always used that phrase, we're looking for fat people, faithful, available, and teachable. But that implies that you have to personally be faithful. You have to be available, and you have to have been taught. And when I was reading that part there in the world of networking, we all have times, and we've all done it, where we are thinking about what we're saying to a prospect, not listening. That's not treating them with dignity and respect. We're waiting for the moment we can say something, Christy. Or it's the same thing when we're talking to a team member, or our partner or a person, is real communication and real dignity and respect is, I care about. You know, we use the phrase in Prim, it says, get your story down cold. Well, I've been thinking about that. Get our plan down cold. Get our focus down cold. Get our movement as a group down cold, and deliver it with heart. Heart is the dignity and respect for the other person, where they're at and what they're looking for. And then as a new partner, we have to take what we've been taught, we were mentored, we learned, and then do the same. That's treating that prospect or that new partner with respect. That's what I got out of that. Is that right on track there? Because I'm going to be the one that says what I'm hearing and open it up for everybody. But is that a good thing? Christy, I'm asking you. Because I'm taking it into that networking, yes.
It's important for everyone to feel that and go through life that way. So, yes, in the business, of course it is. And it's going to be for anyone who comes into this team to feel that way. And it's a good thing, dignity and respect. I don't think.
Yeah, and then the other thing in there was act as a unit. When new people come in, I don't know about anybody else, but when they think they have mentors and they see a game plan, a direction, especially if they're coming, they've never done this industry, that's what they're looking for, is you guys have done this and you're going to teach me. Moving as a unit to me means I've got the path, I'm sharing with you, so just do what we're doing. So you want me to go to the next paragraph?
Well, one more thing about, it talks about here, working toward the same direction, toward the same goal. You know, we all have individual goals, but I don't think anyone on this phone would argue with me that we all have also the same goal. We all want to help each other. We want to help ourselves. We want to help the world, whether it be with finances, health, or whatever, but we have to do it in a way that is organized and also effective. And that's the whole thing. We need to do this effectively. And so that's why we have a team, and that's why we train. And untrained mind, really, there is no intuition without an untrained mind. So training is important. Doesn't have to be, you know, a large, in my opinion, day after day training. I think you get some training and then you practice what you've learned. If you don't practice what you've learned, it's just sort of went out the window and you waste your time in the training. And then practice.
Yeah, because you're not putting it in practice. Analyze. Yeah.
Yes, you have to analyze what are you getting out of this training, how are you incorporating it, and how, you know, what did you do right, what did you do wrong, what could have you done differently, and how can I do it better? And the next time you do something in that realm, you'll remember how you analyzed yourself. And the more you do that, the more you're going to get better at it, till all of a sudden it's a habit now, how you go out and move throughout the day and do your business. It's not doing your business anymore. It's just part of who you are because it became a habit.
That's right.